Morning.
Hello.
Morning, ma'am. Please speak to Robin.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Robin.
Oh, good morning, Robin. Thank you very much for taking a call. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations and political campaigns, ma'am. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to ask to get your opinions. And we're not trying to sell anything here, ma'am. And we're just want your answers that will remain confidential if it's okay with you, ma'am.
You know what? I will answer your question because you're so nice this morning.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, let me go ahead and ask, are you or anyone in your house or a reporter, an appointed or elected official or active in any political campaigns, ma'am?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not likely to, not at all to vote.
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Thank you very much. Now, with all the respect to you, ma'am, I'm going to ask this question. What is your age, ma'am?
I am 62.
You feel young, really.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like it.
Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going to are going in the right direction, or have any gotten off of the on the wrong track?
Oh, I think we're headed in the right direction.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now let me go ahead and ask this. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also in the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you like to vote on it. This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Millage. So the County of Grand Traverse imposed a new property tax of 0.65 for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, and maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trail within the county. And this millage will raise an estimate for $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no on against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And you will say you're definitely voting for or probably voting yes, right? Definitely or probably?
Yes, I will be.
Thank you.
Yes, I would vote. Yes, I would
Thank
vote.
You very much. Thank you so much, ma'am. Since valid language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, this will be you to vote yes in favor or on this proposal or no against this proposal, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, if you knew this year, proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for 10 years, will you vote yes in favor or on this proposal or no against this proposal, ma'am?
Yes, in favor.
Thank you. As I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? First will be, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year. Which will cost the average of homeowners about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails about $5 million per year. Would cost the average homeowners about $105 per year.
Yeah, the second one.
The second one. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, for the following list, which should you local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family members, ma'am? Holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructures, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local school, controlling growth and development, or making house more affordable, or dealing with inflation, and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety.
Oh, that's a hard question. Oh. man, I think for our community right now, we need to improve housing costs.
Housing costs. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now you will be now giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion on each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it. Okay, now let me go ahead and ask. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails are also known as TAR Trails. Are you very favorable or very unfavorable, ma'am?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Your city or township government, favorable or non-favorable?
Favorable.
Okay, now the other one will be Grand Traverse County government. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay.
They do some dumb stuff.
Thank you. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Then, if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of the Commissioners to spend its taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plant and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Is it definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I trust them.
Thank you, ma'am. There are numbers of ways that money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove for each. I'll read this one. To increase accessibility to natural areas in open space, do you strongly approve or disapprove, ma'am?
I approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, to improve the connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks, do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Thank you. To promote recreation opportunities, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
To plan and construct new trails, approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Thank you, ma'am. And maintain existing trails, I strongly approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Thank you.
Approve.
Now, to promote local economic development, do you strongly approve or disapprove?
I guess I approve.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say also thank you so much for your valued time too as well, ma'am. Thank you for your patience as well. Now, in order to choose which of the following is more important to you, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
There's no vote for that one, huh?
No, it's just to choose.
Yeah, I think the first one.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You will be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. First will be there will be full public disclosure of project spending, which is much more likely or much less likely to you.
I'm sorry. Will they publicly disclose? Is that what you said?
Yes, they will be there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Is it more?
Yeah, I approve of that.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Is it much likely or much less likely?
I hope it's much likely.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And a citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensure their funds are administered for their intent purposes. Is you much more likely, much less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, ma'am, and I really appreciate for your time. Okay, now giving a statement in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, please indicate if this argument is very convincing. Some convinced, not too convinced, or not at all convinced as the reason to vote yes in favor. Now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail work network in Grand Traverse County will be maintained 3ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Is it very convincing or not convincing to you, ma'am?
Very convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. do you very convincing, not all convincing, nor difference?
Very convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Is it very convincing to you? Not convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, this proposal will improve and construct new trails and across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Is it convincing to you, or not all convincing, no difference?
Convincing.
Thank you. Okay, today's digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically active and have a healthy lifestyle. Is it very convincing to you? Someone convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Absolutely convincing.
Thank you. The last one would be Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to this trail and many other destinations in the county. Is it very convincing to you, or not at all convincing, ma'am?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, ma'am?
Yeah.
Thank you. And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting? Yes, in favor, definitely, or probably?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. Now you're giving some statement against this proposal to maintain existing. We're almost done on this, okay? And plan and construct new trails on Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, someone convinces, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you, ma'am. First will be with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs. I cannot afford paying anything more than taxes. Is it very convincing to you, not convincing, or no difference?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the answer is because I'm happy to pay that tax.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, public safety, while trails are nice. We should first focus on more pressing problems. Is it very convincing to you, not convincing? Or not no difference, ma'am?
Well, I'm going to just answer that. I think this proposal should be taxed.
Okay, thank
you.
So,
figure out which one that is for me. Yeah.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Do you agree on this? You're very convincing. Not all convincing, no difference, ma'am.
I disagree with that.
Oh, you disagree. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, we're almost done on this. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities. We are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much of growth. Is it very convincing to you? Someone convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, no difference. I'm sorry.
Well, that is true. That is true. It will bring more tourists to our area.
Thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard in the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'm still voting yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And will you say you are definitely voting for probably not voting? You say, is it definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words, this will be the question. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is? For what?
Increased tourism.
Tourism. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Now, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. So the County of Grand Traverse imposed a renewal of previously approved $1 million for local roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement in streets, roads, highways, and bridges with Grand Traverse County. If approved and review in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 $50 in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you a few short Democratic questions before we finish for the confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have the representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Do you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden, ma'am?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. With which political party are you affiliated, Democrat or Republican or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief, ma'am? Very liberal.
I'm a liberal.
Okay. Thank you,
liberal.
Ma'am. Liberal. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed, ma'am? And we're almost done.
Okay. I have a four-year degree from a university.
Thank you, ma'am. Congratulations on that. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in? Are you own or rent? Or rent?
We own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, ma'am?
No.
No. Okay. What is your main racial background?
I'm white.
Thank you. Okay. I just want to say, ma'am, thank you very much, Robin, for your valuable time. We already have finished with this. Hopefully everything can change in the county. And again, thank you so much for your valuable time. You have been very helpful to me. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful
day.
Okay. Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being so pleasant. Okay, have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. I thought it was something to do with work.